Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of sorts of the Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And I say special edition, it's still just a Tuesday, but not for us. It's 11 o'clock here and way earlier in New Orleans. So I guess just initially being in London, you've been here before, but how has it been getting the old body clock where it needs to be?
Yeah, well, it takes a day or two. I would say I'm not there yet, but we're used to it. You know, it's our third time here, so we kind of understand the dynamics behind that. And we've given the players and our staff instruction on the best way to quickly get adjusted. And so I think for each guy, it's kind of an individual thing, how they're adjusting.
And not all teams do it this way. Some teams do the Thursday, and I'm not. I will say it. Just that seems tricky to me to try to pull all that off and get acclimated and get practice and just learn your way around everything in just a short amount of time.
Yeah, look, it's hard for me to speak on the teams that have come over, later in the week, and then just try to keep their body clocks on their current time, play the game, and then get right back. Because we've, as I mentioned, we've been over here three times. Each time we've come over after a road game, made the trip the night of the game, and then acclimated and played the game after being a full week here. So that's the only way we know how to do it. And we've had success. We felt good about that, about the logistics behind that, and so that's what we're doing.
Do you ever have conversations that maybe even when the schedule came out with the NFL to like, we've always been open afterwards, why not this time?
Yeah, well, look, they asked us if we wanted a bye week. So that's our choice. We elected not to have the bye week after this game primarily because it's just so early in the season. We felt like we'd be better off having the bye week later in the year, even though we'll have to adjust our body clocks back to Central Time back when we get to New Orleans.
I apologize. I didn't know that. I guess you use it like you put in your three top choices because everybody can't get the week maybe they want, or do you?
Right.
You put in more. Here's what we like. Look,
they ask us about the opponent that we're going to play prior to and where, and then they ask us about having the bye week immediately after. So we do have some influence on that. We told them what our preferences were, and that's what we got.
As we were talking prior to even starting, it was brief, but at 1-2, there's a lot of teams in that boat, and two things. The issues that there have been are clearly fixable. It's execution, it's penalties, it's turnovers, and as you say, you know what? We haven't played our best game. We haven't played good football yet.
Yeah, I think, we've played in spurts. We've had some things, some flashes that we get excited about. I think overall the defense has played pretty well. But I don't think we've hit on all cylinders, particularly on offense and special teams yet, even though we've had our moments. And so there's some things we got to get corrected, and hopefully we can do that this week and have a good performance on Sunday.
And it's not something that you want to have, but you do have it, and that is you have played uphill somewhat. This team has had some slow starts, so you've been in this position before. You know that it is turnaroundable.
Yeah, although that's true, it's not something that we like.
Exactly. No, I'm right.
You want to get off to a quick start.
Exactly.
You want to get off to a good early season, have a good feeling about the direction you're going, as opposed to having these things that keep you from winning. But look, the teams that we've played have played well. They've had good game plans, and yet I think we feel like In the two losses in particular, we've done some things that beat ourselves.
Tomorrow we will learn from Dennis about the injury situation. So I'm not asking about injury players. I'm asking only about process. So we're in London, and the practice squad comes over Thursday?
No, the practice squad came over. They traveled to Carolina with us, and then were with us on the trip afterwards.
So we have our
full complement of active roster and practice squad players here.
Okay. Player A from some other team or something.
Yeah.
That's not out there. It was going to try out. You want to try out player A?
Yeah.
There are scouts back at the ranch. I mean, how does this process work?
Yeah, it's no different except for instead of flying those guys to New Orleans for a workout and a physical, we'd fly them here.
And so they wouldn't yeah. go to they'd come
they'd
here.
Come right here. Yes.
What are there any issues as because I know what it was for teams and everybody else from a passport standpoint. Like, do they have to?
They have to have one.
They have to have one, so
they can't come.
That's got to be tricky, right?
It's a little trickier, although we haven't had a lot of workouts, and the other times we've been here. Although 1 year we had a punter try out and had to sign a punter for that week.
You get them here, can't you?
Yeah, we got them here, and I think we had three or four guys that were in the workout, and we ended up signing. As I recall, it was Ben Graham, but the logistics, the procedures, the process isn't any different. It's just that it's a lot longer flight for them.
Yeah, very much so. Is there a emphasis on, because there's always a fine line, this is a business trip, everybody has said that from the get-go, but you also kind of stay in a routine. Yesterday, even though it was a fly day and y'all were delayed getting out of Charlotte, it was do what you can on the field. Dennis had his Monday. It felt like at least as normal of a day that can be that started actually Sunday night in Charlotte.
Yeah, it's different certainly because we're flying here on a long flight as opposed to going back to New Orleans on a short flight. So Monday's a little different. It starts a little later. And then Tuesday's the player's day off. We have treatments set up. The weight room's available for players. I think it's probably more difficult on the coaches at this point because they've got to get rested on the flight over and then get right into game planning for this weekend's game against Minnesota. So I would say that at least the early part of the week is most difficult on our coaching staff.
What about the later part of the week for your staff? And again, I'm going to use player X and player B. You don't know injury situations until the Wednesday report. Were they limited? Did they not practice? Then does it kind of flip and more for
well,
you?
Well, we really know, right after the game, we get an injury report. And then on Monday morning, we get one as well. So we pretty much have a good idea of where the gaps may fall, what our needs might be, and we, can plan accordingly. Obviously, sometimes you don't know the real details and the final outcomes until you get to Wednesday, Thursday, but we have a pretty good sense of it on Monday or Tuesday, which isn't really any different than if we were in New Orleans. It's just, it's a little more difficult to get someone over here and takes longer than it would be if we were in New Orleans.
Talking with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Got to take a break. We'll come back with Mickey and talk some more here on the Saints Hour on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, getting ready for Week 4 and the Minnesota Vikings. They won last week late, beat Detroit. Saints 1-2. So I love asking obvious questions, but I will get them out of the way because it is a unique schedule, at least in the fact that you open up three NFC South and your first five are NFC games. And nobody thinks too much about that in September, but guess what? In December and January, when you're figuring out tiebreakers and who's going to be where, and again, the goal is win the division and put this, be the top seed. I understand that. But these are so important because they are NFC games.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. First of all, the division games take on added importance, and then obviously the NFC games as well. And but really, in the last 4 or 5 years, I think the league's done a good job of trying to get these meaningful games, get some of these meaningful games in the front end of the schedule to kick off the season, and particularly division games, and then we finish up the season with usually a number of division games and NFC games that are going to have impact on the playoffs. So it's nothing that we haven't dealt with before, but you'd like to be dealing with that, playing these games when you're playing well.
And you mentioned it because not everybody does, but some do. It's another layer of that this is not a typical week, and some players have families here, and they're not necessarily here, but they're close, and it's so it's another, not a distraction. It's another, like, Sean did this at the Marriott for the Jacksonville game, and you guys had been in Dallas, and he just brought families over. He wanted it to be kind of a normal. I mean, that was a little different with Ida and Dallas, but just having families here is an interesting thing for players to have.
Yeah. It is. I think there's probably a little bit more of it than a normal road game, and yet on every road game, there are players and staff that have, someone in town, maybe a spouse, maybe a hometown that they're coming back to on the road, and so there's guests that they have. So I don't view it as too much different than the normal road trip. It's just that we may have a few more here because it is London, and it's a once every 5 or 6 year opportunity for them to get a trip in and enjoy a game on the road.
It's Tuesday, so the players have off, which would be typical, and they can do whatever they want. Are any of them renting cars that you know of?
Well, I hope not. I know I'd be confused trying to drive on the opposite side of the road than we're used to. So, but there's cars available and drivers, so they'll get to, they'll be able to go anywhere they want safely.
Will you take some time this week or more probably early in the week and then kind of at some point lock it down, or is it?
I think we're trying to treat this just like we would any game. We're going to get our work done. The coaches in particular and the staff are pretty busy. There's not a lot of free time available to enjoy the things that you would normally enjoy when you come all the way over to London. But there'll be a thing or two that each person can do. But really, this is a business trip, and we're treating it as such.
And it is unique in many ways, and it gives you an opportunity that we don't always get a chance to talk about, and that is the Derek Samnus, who we're getting ready to talk to, and the Jay Romigs, and I mean, even what stuff would come on an equipment truck went on a plane and a bus. It didn't go on the equipment truck that 3 days early. There's a lot of people who have made this trip their goal, make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah, and look, it's a lot of work for each of the departments, the support people in each of the departments, particularly Derek and Jay, but our trainers and equipment people. There's just a lot to get done in order to have all the resources, all the tools that our coaches and our players need in order to prepare for a game on the weekend. And our guys do a great job of setting that up, but I don't think that the general person, including most of our staff, understand how much work it is and how difficult that is to pull off, when you're moving basically 150 people across an ocean and trying to set up offices and meeting rooms and field space that feel normal.
That was the other thing, in that just because of the way the layout of where downtown is, where the airport is, where the practice facility is, and where you guys are, it's not, you kind of take Metairie and the Superdome for granted, right? Everything's like 45 minutes away, and that's best case scenario. It's just another little niche of traveling.
Yeah, look, we're in a big city, and the transportation is just different. And there's heavy traffic at times, and And we've got, as you said, we've got to go from one area. We're staying at the hotel to a different area to practice, to a different area to play the games, and so it's a challenge getting our team moved around. And yet that's where Derek and Jay and the other support people have done a great job. They know what they're doing, and they usually handle that pretty well.
And final question: we kind of talk a lot on the front end of coming from Carolina and getting the body clocks. Talk about the back end. So you'll leave, the game's at 2:30, you know, whenever you leave, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever. How difficult is it on the back end, because you got to go right into Seattle?
Well, that's a good question, because we haven't done it this way before. But obviously, you know, we're gaining time going back. So, I feel like that's a little bit different than coming over and losing time. So, but again, you know, it'll be new. We'll have to adjust quickly. And again, I think early in the week that becomes most difficult on our coaching staff. I think the players will adjust pretty quickly.
They're young. It's young. It's me and everybody else.
They also have to pay attention to, recuperation from the game and getting their bodies right and getting the same amount of treatments that they get when they're ordinarily at home. But I think we do a good job of providing those resources, and players are pretty smart about how they do that.
Well, they're all big. This one as well. Vikings in London. First time not at Wembley. Best of luck. Continued success. Get that. You know, I know you're going to get it right and get things exactly the way you want them. And then finally, two home games in a row. That'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
All right. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Mickey Loomis, Executive Vice President and General Manager.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.